Hi, welcome to the Social Structure Podcast with Evan, Jake, and Devin.
Say hello.
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 Hello. Today we're talking about social structure and how it's different from our parents' social structure when they were in high school.
Our parents, I feel like, never got around. Like, they didn't hang out with other kids from different schools, and now we just have this big social bubble where we could just find and talk to people from different schools.
Correct. And that social bubble is called social media. And it's crazy. Evan?
I think social media is a bad influence to our generation. All these fights and all these rumors that get spread about everyone and all this cyberbullying. I feel like times were just a lot simpler back when our parents were in high school. They just brawled it out in the parking lot or something. But now everyone just bullies each other on social media. And all these kids just care about their followers and their publicity.
There's a lot of entertainment, though, that, like, you say, like, you don't like that, but we watch a lot of that on YouTube.
There's negatives and there's positives.
Yeah, definitely positives, too, with, like, news. We get news way quicker than they do, and they used to just have
communication is instantaneous now, and it did not used to be like that when our parents were in school.
It's
at all
crazy being
and it's not just communicating now, it's videos, it's followers,
likes,
and gaining publicity, and who can be the funniest, who can be the best looking. Like, that's all people are obsessed with in our generation due to social media. So that's maybe a negative, but it's just very different. I don't know if it's negative, but it's different from our parents.
I've always heard my parents talking about when they grew up and all what they had to do and use their landlines and such stuff like that. And, like, they actually had to go to people's houses and ride their bikes. But now we can just Snapchat a mass message to all of our friends and we can all meet up at anywhere.
Yeah. Parties now, like, way more insane, I feel like, maybe. Because the word gets spread. Any event, not just parties, any event.
Concert.
Like any event is like way more, like, populous now that, like, the word can just get spread instantaneously like that.
And even, like, our parents and, like, people that are older than us are slowly getting more into technology, too, which is not becoming a good thing. Like, our president is sending tweets. Like, that's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot now. Our parents' social structure was more, they had more etiquette for sure, more manners, I feel like. And our generation, like, no one has manners for anyone. That's not true, but, like, you see it a lot more.
And you can talk behind a screen.
You see it a lot more today.
You come as not anonymous, but you're behind a screen, so you can
say
whatever you want. When back in the day, you had to say it to their face. And, like, I don't know, everything was just a lot different back then.
And what else are we talking about? Stricter.
I think it's crazy how, like back in the day, like, parents would tell their kids be home at dark. And now I can just text my mom, I'm gonna be home at this time, I don't have to, like, I can always tell my mom where I'm at
or they can locate you.
Yeah.
Like, Life 360
is
like an app where they can track every movement.
Can track kids now.
That's nice.
To a T.
Yeah, they can track where they are.
How fast they're going in a car.
Just because of a cell phone.
How many miles they've walked. Everything.
Or driven, but yeah.
Social structure now is more geared towards, at least academically, like, more emphasis on, like, going to college. Like, that's the goal, is to go to college. And, like, or that's, like, the norm in society. I feel like now and back when our parents were in school, it was less of a pressure on.
And when they were in school,
making it to college or finishing high school,
notebooks and pencils.
Right
now we have our phones,
school
computer, laptops everywhere. We have Apple computers in our in our library.
That could be a whole other podcast in its own.
Yeah. What else do we have?
We have computers for almost like any time we want at school. Like we can get a computer cart in our classroom.
I feel like those are the main differences.
Well, I like especially like my parents and their parents. They like especially like my grandparents. They didn't have any like computers, and like we can look up all of our answers now. Look up definitions. Like our parents didn't have that. They used dictionaries, and so I just think technology that we have is just.
It's become so advanced, even in the past like 20 years. Dang, it's crazy. It's like 2000.
We can't even imagine like with what we would do without technology.
But yeah, I don't know. We just grew up to it. Like when we were what, first grade? That's when we got like our first laptops. Like that's when we first started using laptops in classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Now the teachers, like we get days off
school. Well, now we just revolve our whole everything around Elmos, technology.
Like you said, projectors.
They grew up learning technology like we grew up. Like now we're just revolving around it. Like it's everywhere. It's how we have been raised. It's how we've been not programmed.
We keep ourselves entertained with it as well.
Yeah. But it just changes how you like think. Honest, like if you're grown up socialized with social media, we're like the first, like one of the first generations. We are probably the first generation to be like completely socialized with like technology, like the internet being a thing, like since we've been alive.
I mean, they had to have computers and stuff.
So
back then.
Obviously changes how we think.
Emails and stuff.
Probably a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they could send like emails and stuff on like big supercomputers or whatever they're called, but now it's just in our hand.
Right.
Like kids as young as like 8 or 9 are already having iPhones.
Right. So we just have different problems from them. Like
their problem back then was finding out.
Right.
Like how they're going to get a hold of this person.
Every generation is going to have problems. But like I said, ours is just different from our parents. And that's
a lot of
because of social media, and that's
social
affects
media
our social structure.
Completely changed the world.
And social structure.